What are you doing right now? Or what does your schedule look like tonight? 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 Ideally, you want the appointment as fast as possible. So if I say, well, what are you doing right now? Now I'm kind of tied up. Well, what's your schedule look like later tonight? Now I'm kind of tied up tonight. Now, if he says he's tied up, then you throw it back to him and saying, what night this week is good for you? What night this week is good for you? What night this week is good for you? And the reason why I say night is if I'm building this, I have a full-time job, and probably he does too. So what night this week is good for you? And if he, well, I'm not sure, then help him. Well, are you free tomorrow night? You can help him. Yeah. Now don't start asking, well, what's a good time? Because you don't want to start asking him all these questions. Take a little bit of control. There's a balance here. Tomorrow night, how does 8 o'clock sound? 8 is a good time because it allows him to get home from work, have some dinner maybe, maybe take a shower, unwind a little bit, and 8 o'clock is good because you already know it's going to be a half an hour to 45 minutes, so he knows it's not going to be too late. So 8 is generally a good time. So if I'm going to propose a time, I always propose, well, how does 8 sound? Okay, great. Now, ideally, if I know he's married, I will also try to make sure that both husband and wife have listened to your wishes, your command, and both husband and wife have listened to success secrets. All the details of that are on the How to Get Started, How to Go Platinum in 90 Days and How to Get Started Fast album. There's some more specific details to make sure that both spouses listen. But if I'm going to set up that appointment and they are married, I'd like both people to be there so we can both talk about it at the same time. So all you want to do is set up an appointment. Ideally in person. Now there's an option. Let's say that you know that there's a membership overview meeting going on at a hotel this week. Then you may say, what are you doing Thursday night? No, I'm free. Perfect. There's actually a meeting going on at the hotel. There's a very successful businessman going to be in town who's going to be presenting a membership overview meeting. You can meet some of the other members and you can see if this is a fit. Meeting starts at whatever time it is, and then make sure you decide you're going to pick him up at a certain time. Let's say the meeting starts at 8. You say, well, the meeting's down at the Holiday Inn. How far are you away from the Holiday Inn? Oh, it's only about a 20-minute drive. Great. I'll pick you up at, let's say, 7:15, and then we can go together. The meeting starts at 8, and then maybe we can chat about it afterwards over a cup of coffee. And then pick him up and bring him to a meeting so he can see the whole program again in a new unit of time, and then you'll have the meeting after the meeting and get him signed up. But the point here is you're setting up an appointment where you can sit down and talk to him about the Global Information Network. A meeting is when you are sharing the program. That's the definition of a meeting. A meeting is when you are talking to somebody who's not in GIN about GIN in an attempt to get them into GIN. Ideally, you're using the PowerPoint or the DVD. That's the best way to do that because it's duplicatable. And when they see you doing that, they will instantly subconsciously know they can do that too. So it makes it easy. If the person is far away and you can't meet them in person, now what do? Now you have to explain and talk to them on the phone. Don't assume the person has time when you're with them on the phone. Set up an appointment as well, but you're setting up a phone appointment. And I'm going to give you a couple tricks here to make it even more effective. So I get Ted on the phone, and I say, Ted, have you listened to Your Wish is Your Command? Yeah. What do you think? I liked it. Did you get to the Global Information Network invitation? Yeah. Did you listen to it? Yeah. What did you think? I liked it. Did you go to the GIN website? Yeah. Did you watch the video? Yeah. What do you think? I kind of liked it.